Nolte, Susan Collins calls out New Yorkers' fake news in Hegseth hit piece. By John Nolte on January 15, 2025. The New Yorker's Jane Meyer, whose history of lying puts serial liars to shame, has now been called out by Senator Susan Collins, Army, for lying in the latest feckless attack against Pete Hegseth, incoming President Trump's nominee for Secretary of Defense. The same Jane Meyer who vigorously defended serial butt-grabber and disgraced former Senator Al Franken, DMN, by smearing one of his alleged victims, has launched her own personal jihad against Hegseth by way of the stretch usual unnamed sources yon the fake media have been using against Republicans for decades. From where I sit, the hysterical Meyer is on some Ahab-esque quest to prove the regime media still have the power and influence to use lies and innuendo to control political events. What she's too bubbled and insulated to understand, though, is that those days are long over. In the legacy media's quest to annihilate Trump, they told so many lies the public now trusts Trump more than them and they trust them not at all. The corporate media attacks that at first scared us, then worried us, then angered us, then frustrated us, we no longer even pay attention to. Their ability to control the narrative with lies is gone. Here's the latest lie from Jane Meyer and The New Yorker. Susan Collins, a moderate Republican from Maine, also declined an offer to meet with Hegseth's alleged victim. Collins's press secretary, Blake Kernan, confirmed the outreach but said that the senator believes that such allegations should be brought to the relevant committee. In this case, the Armed Services Committee, of which she is not a member. Read that carefully. Meyer claims that Collins's own press secretary, whom Meyer names, confirmed that Collins refused to meet with this anonymous accuser. Confirmed, Jane Meyer tells us. Confree confirmed, y'all. Sen. Collins, who is no MAGA leader, responded by nuking the piece in 3 tweets. Contrary to the assertion in the New Yorker article, I never turned down a meeting with Mr. Hegseth's accuser, Collins wrote. I was never contacted by her or her attorney. I was approached by a third party about a meeting and I said that I would think about it. I never heard back from anyone after that, she added. As a general matter, allegations like this are best brought to the committees responsible for the nomination. She then adds the quote her office offered to the New Yorker that was not published, for obvious reasons. The senator received an inquiry from a third party about a potential meeting. There was no follow-up from them after the initial discussion, the quote reads in part. It's also feckless and desperate. Anyone with a sense of history or even a halfway decent memory would never have tried this tactic on Collins after it failed so dramatically with Brett Kavanaugh. Related, Senator Warren fails miserably to shame Pete Hegseth during Senate hearing. But this goes to a larger point, which is that Democrats and their allies in the corporate media and deep state are flailing to find a way to be once again effective. Thankfully, after a decade of lie after lie after lie, no one's listening. No one believes them anymore. And as of now, they are proving they simply cannot adapt to a world where, with a single tweet, their hit piece is not only castrated but becomes the object of merciless ridicule. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.